Lesson 2. Survivors in the Sand. Ants, in existence for over 100 million years, are some of the most ubiquitous of creatures. 10,000 different species inhabit every part of the Earth, except the polar regions. None demonstrates the ability to adapt to hostile environments better than the tiny black desert ant of North Africa. This small but apparently ingenious creature lives in underground burrows and emerges only when it goes searching for other insects, which are its main form of sustenance. To do this, it may have to traverse an area extending for several hundred yards. Since it has no way of knowing where a dead insect might be found, the ant follows a haphazard path with frequent changes of direction. It is a task fraught with danger, for no creature can survive for long in the torrid North African desert, where temperatures can climb to 160 degrees Fahrenheit when the sun reaches its zenith. In such heat, the ant's life depends upon the alacrity with which it can accomplish its goal. And the black desert ant is no laggard. It can run over 300 feet in less than 2 minutes. Quite an achievement, considering that its legs are a fraction of an inch long. Having located a dead insect, the ant must return quickly to its burrow. This is no easy task for the ant, encumbered with a burden which may weigh more than it does. There is no time for the ant to start wondering in which direction it should head. Nor does it. What is remarkable about the black desert ant, and the reason it has aroused the interest of scientists, is its ability to return to its burrow directly, following the shortest possible route. Since the desert's surface is quite featureless, how does the ant know in which direction to go after it captures its prey? By studying the ant's brain and observing its behavior, entomologists, scientists who study insects, were able to deduce the answer to this question. They concluded that the ant's brain must store information about every change of direction, as well as the distances traveled. Scientists found that the eyes of the black desert ant provide its brain with crucial information. Unlike human eyes, which have only a single lens, the eyes of the black desert ant contain an array of 80 lenses. These multiple lenses change the nature of the light passing through them, causing the light to become polarized. Polarized light vibrates in a single plane instead of scattering and vibrating in many planes at once, as is the case with light passing through a human eye. The polarized light is different for each area of the sky, so that every change in the ant's path alters the pattern of polarized light registered by the ant's brain. Should the ant turn, say, 30 degrees to the left, the changed pattern is recorded and stored in the ant's memory. This pattern then shows the ant its location relative to its burrow, thus enabling the ant to return there directly. Scientists next tackled the seemingly inexplicable mystery of how the ant measures distance. A surprisingly simple experiment yielded the answer. They set up a narrow track along which the ant had to travel from its burrow. After going 30 feet in a single direction, the ant found a dead insect obligingly placed there by the scientists. The ant now wished to retrace its steps and return to its burrow, but instead, the scientists forced it to go back along a parallel track much longer than the first. After going 30 feet, the ant stopped and began searching for its burrow. To the scientists, this provided incontrovertible proof that the ant measures the distance it has traveled by counting its footsteps. Not all ants have to cope with the hostile environment of the North African desert, but each species of ant is amazing in its own way and has developed its own strategy for survival. Considering what they have learned about insects such as ants, it's no wonder that many zoologists find entomology fascinating.